speaking of things I do not like, let's talk about Big Fatty a little bit. Those of you who do not know the Big Fatty, BigFattyOnline.com. Just listen. Y'all, that's not an act. That's him. So Tuesday, I believe it was. Y'all, that fat, enormous, poopy thing was fucking so gassy that I was like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding? Like, so gassy. With every 45 seconds, he was blowing it out. And not like, hey, I farted. You couldn't tell. Like, blowing it out. And he's like, well, I think I ate something that made me gassy. And we're like, Big Fatty, air makes you gassy. Okay? Water makes you gassy. Everything makes you gassy. And I don't know what he ate. He was blaming it on beef stew and rice. I'm not really sure how rice makes you gassy, but whatever.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Y'all, that's not an act. That's him.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 8. Ooh! 8 of the BFO for Monday, the 7th of March, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today. Say it with me. A little show, y'all. We are beginning to get excited about the cruise. And I've got a weekend report. Yes! Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, it was quite the weekend. Let me just tell you, it was quite the weekend. At the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard that Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And y'all, Friday night, we did the little Fatty Cast and the LFC, and y'all, we had quite the studio audience, y'all, and some people were celebrating their exiting of the birth canal who were with us that evening, and y'all, there was somebody else that was celebrating exiting of the birth canal on Friday that y'all didn't know about until till late Friday, and y'all, that is that Miss Sarah from the How Much Do We Love. So, y'all, if you see her on the Twitty, wish her a belated exiting the birth canal celebration weekend. Y'all, evidently she got real fucked up and threw flour all over her kitchen. So, anyway, yes, Big Freddy, that's just lovely. I'm sure that she is delighted that you're telling that. But, y'all, I was having testicle difficulties on Friday evening. I don't know what was wrong, but, and y'all, to be quite honest, the things have been a little wonky, getting ready for today's little show, so I hope we don't have any, testicle difficulties or anything, during the show. But y'all, Friday in the evening, well, I got home from the coal mine, and y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. Friday afternoon was endless at the coal mine. I don't know why, but it was. And y'all, I came home and lay down in the love chamber, and y'all, I just had a nippy nap, and then got up and had to get pretty for the LFC, and y'all, we had that veritable Virgo on there, that stayed up late and joined us, and y'all, it was just all kinds of fun people over there. And y'all, the patron saint of the BFO, Mr. Tim Cornwall, was there. And y'all, that gay trucker, who no longer, I don't even know if he's a trucker anymore. He may be a hairdresser now. I don't know. But y'all, speaking of hairdressers, y'all, I've got one last scratch off. I think there's just one. Yes, Big Fatty, just one that I want to go ahead and do and get these things out of the way so that I'll make room for plenty of other new ones that are coming in soon. Yes, Big Fatty, yes, you just go ahead and think that, y'all, this is the stacks of cash. And, y'all, this is from the California Lottery. And I believe Tom and Terry from one of their places up in the Chicago's sent me this. And, y'all, I spoke to Tom over the weekend. He had to work all weekend long, so that wasn't very good. But anyway, you had a little chit chat with him over the weekend, and y'all, you know the Southwest Airlines starts flying direct flights from Charleston to Midway up there in the Chicago's this coming Sunday, a week. It's just a week away on the 13th, y'all. It's just going to be lovely. So all of you that live up there in the Chicago's, y'all can just come on down here to Upchuck, see the sling room for yourself, prove that it does exist. Y'all, the four winning numbers are 26, 25, 30, and 33. Now, y'all, let me just see what we have to do here. We can win up to y'all, that is a barbecue sandwich. Yes! Y'all, I have to match my numbers to the four winning numbers to win that prize. If I uncover a win symbol, I'll automatically win that prize. If I uncover a 10X symbol, I automatically win 10 times that prize. And if I uncover a 20X symbol, I'll automatically win 20 times that prize. Big Freddy, start scratching. This sounds good. So, y'all, the first one is a 29, not a winner. And then we've got an 11, no winner there. And then we've got a 14, not a winner. And then we've got a 32, no winner there either, Big Fatty. Keep scratching. Then we've got a 34, not a winner. And then the last one on the top line is a 23, no winner there. And we'll go to the second line now. And we've got a number 8, no winner there. And a number 12, not a winner. And a number 9, no winner there. And a number 15, not a winner. And then there's a 27, no winner there either, Big Fatty. Please keep scratching. And then there's a number 7, no winner. Y'all, the last four numbers, here we go. It's number 21, not a winner. Number 16, no winner there. And then we've got a 35, not a winner, and a number 13, no winner there, Big Fatty. Thank you, Tom and Terry, for sending us a not a winner. But anyway, y'all, and before I forget, let me just go ahead and read from the bacon calendar for today. Y'all, this is from Gordon from Cat Snatch, not Cat Snatch. Ah, Big Fatty, that's vulgar. It's not Cat Snatch, it's Cat Scratch. Ah, Cat Snatch, Big Fatty, that is just vulgar. Anyway, Golden says, I'm attempting to train Bacon to walk. Imagine it, Blick, a world where Bacon could walk straight into your mouth. Oh, y'all, that sounds lovely. Y'all have no idea what Cat Snatch is. Oh, Big Fatty, but anyway. we've got that, and before the time gets away from me, y'all, I'm not finished telling you about the weekend, but y'all, I need to tell you about this. Yes, Big Freddy.
It's time for Big Freddy's Cruise Update.
Y'all, we got the confirmation email from the Atlantis, and we have gone in, and we've all registered for the upcoming cruise. Y'all, it is only, how many days is it now? It is 18 days from today, y'all, before we head on down there to the San Juan, Mexico, where we'll be picking up the ship on the 26th, but we'll leave on the 25th. But y'all, also, we started to look at the... what do you call those? The excursions. And y'all, me and Miss Kitty in Curacao, we are going to do a Caribbean cooking excursion. And then in Aruba, we're not going to do anything. I think Granny and Miss Porter are going to do some sort of boat. They're going to do some sort of scooter boat or something like that. And in Curacao, they're going to do the... they're going to do, what are they going to do? Oh, no, they're going to do the parasail in Aruba, and they're going to do the scooter boats. What are those things called? The wave runner things. And then Granny and I are going to do the zip line in St. Lucia, and then we're all four going to do a Segway tour in St. Martin. Big Freddy, that sounds lovely. Now, y'all, the rest of the weekend, y'all, anyway, it was very exciting to get all that information, y'all, and we're moving forward. And anyway, let's see. What did I do on Saturday? Saturday, I I went to the Sam's Wholesale Club, and y'all, because I needed the good coffee, y'all, and they have the big bags of it out there, and the Publix, it's not on the rotation cycle to come up before I'm gonna need some. So went out there and got me three of the big bags of that, and y'all, I got me some of that Byron's barbecue that comes in the aluminum tray. And, because y'all, we used to grow up with the Byron's barbecue, but y'all, it's very greasy. Very, very greasy. I drained grease out of it several times over the weekend. But, y'all, once I drained the grease out, it was really much tastier. and less burfy. And what else did I get while I was at? Oh, y'all! They had, y'all, I have been craving the Kellogg's Corn Flakes, and I don't know why. I have no idea why, but y'all, I have been craving it for the longest time. Now, y'all, this is not to be confused with the Post Toasties, because my grandfather used to eat only the Post Toasties, y'all. I don't know if they still even make Post Toasties, but But I like the Kellogg's Corn Flakes with a little bit of sugar and just the coldest skim milk you can get on there, y'all. It was lovely. And they had the big two-bag box, you know, warehouse-sized box. I got that. And then I bought some Nutty Bars. I guess I was trying to channel the skull. And then what else did I get? I had... I don't remember what else I got, but it was that. And all I got had to get some shaving cream, and and then I went over to the Staples office supply store because I needed some new ink for my printer here at home, and y'all, I bought the wrong one. And so later on Saturday evening, I had to. Take it back to the Staples, and Larry Clyde went with me, and that's when we were talking to Tom of Tom and Terry in the Chicago's, and then we went out to the Larry Clyde and wanted to get a lottery ticket. Y'all, he was feeling luckier than I was feeling with that that last scratch off, but I don't know if he won or not. Y'all hadn't heard. But then we went to the the Walgreens, and I bought my mother. I bought the Hatterina a birthday card. Y'all, she's got a birthday coming up a week from what do you call this? This coming Saturday on the 19th. So I've got a little card for her. And then y'all had to get me some special hair gel because I was out of my hair gel, and they only have that the kind I like at the Walgreens. And seems like, oh, y'all, and we were walking down the aisle, and Larry Clyde was with me, and he goes, oh, and we walked past the adult diapers, and he says, oh, do you need to get some of these? And y'all, about that time, I just went and let out a huge fart, and he said, yes, I guess you do. Okay. And y'all, it was not timed that way, but y'all, it was vulgar. It was just vulgar. And y'all, that fat ass Mr. Larry H. Vader, he was twittying. Oh, we got. Oh, I'm making the 15 bean soup, and it's taken forever. And y'all, everybody decided it was that 15th bean. If it just stopped at number 14, it would have been just fine. But y'all, and then later on, he was like, "Dear Gushy Big Fanny, you think you fought a lot? Let me just tell you, this is vulgar." And y'all, it's true. It is. It was vulgar, and I feel for his. kitties. And anyway, y'all. Let's see. What else did I do? Oh, we went out to the. On Saturday night, and y'all, I just.
2012-107. At 36-10-30. 115-8-11.
2012-107. At 36-10-30. 115-8-11.
2012-107 at 36 10 30 115
8 11. Y'all, I couldn't believe it because that was the main reason for going out. So anyway, since he didn't bring that shit to the bar, y'all only stayed for two drinks. I didn't want to be there. But then, excuse y'all, I don't know why I'm so phlegmy. Because we did get a little bit of rain on Saturday night and Sunday morning, but y'all, I think all it did was just stir the pollen up. But anyway, Sunday I went to where did I go on Sunday? Oh, I went over to Granny and Miss Porter's and I helped them with their registrations for the cruise and for the excursions. And then y'all went by and saw Miss Kitty, and I helped him with the information about the excursions. Y'all, then I came home and tried to sign up for the excursions myself. And y'all, I can't do it. I don't know what's wrong with it. So I've tried to call the cruise company, and I can't get an answer. And then now here I am recording the a little show, but anyway, basically that was it. And y'all, there were no gentlemen callers this weekend. Although I got a cryptic message in the middle of the night last night from a little chicken boy that has been by to play one time before, and he was, "Oh, Brett Hardy, where in public can we go play?" And I'm like, "I don't ask me." So, but y'all, and I'm like, what, so people can watch or something? No, I just want to do it in some nasty place in public. And I'm, okay, never mind. No, Big Granny, we're having our Cheerio or our Post Toasties. But anyway, oh, y'all, that was the other thing I was going to mention. As I was bringing up my cone flakes from the Sam's Club, y'all, my neighbor that lives across the hall from the Fat Cave, he goes, "Oh, you got a big old thing of corn flakes." I said, "Yeah, I've been craving them." He goes, I know what you mean. I've been craving the multigrain Cheerios a great deal here lately. So y'all, it just put a little smile on my face. Because, y'all, who knows? He may listen to the BFO, and, you know, he may be coughing up his Cheerios. It's like, "Bah, Freddy, please, move forward." But, let's see. It seems like there was something else that happened over the weekend. But I can't think of what it was. Y'all, there was an emergency. I don't know if, in fact, this may be, for some of you, it may be breaking news.
This just into the BFO Walnut Hills Bureau. The Sea Hags.
"I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes."
Ice Maker went out Friday evening.
"Now, y'all, let me just tell you, she was fit to be tied. That's all I gotta say, because they had to load up Myron and Hubert and Esmeralda in the old tank and take it." Oh, dang, I see. Y'all, they were gonna go see the Shabandis up at the 7-Eleven, but they decided, "No! No, I will not go to the 7-Eleven. I wanna go to Vons." So, y'all, they went to Vons. And evidently, they were able to... they were able to get an iceberg large enough that they could chip away at it to last for the whole weekend. So, y'all, I can only imagine the foul mood she will be in on her late. Oh, y'all, poor Big Freddy.
Y'all, that's not an act. That's him.
Yes, it is you, Big Freddy. Happy Post Toasties.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.